What's going on, everybody? Welcome into episode 4 of the Bay LA Podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. I'm your host and Lakers guy, Austin Sexton, recording from home today. Studio got a little packed out, so wanted to make sure that we got an episode in for you guys regardless. It was a little crazy yesterday. Typically, we record on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's Tuesday, the 24th, right now at about 6 o'clock. So we're getting an episode late to you, but we're here regardless to keep you posted on everything. Joining me tonight, my regular guys. We've got Casey and we got Roman from the Bay Area. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Happy to be
excellent.
Here.
Is my mic actually okay today?
Sounds great.
Oh my gosh, that was ridiculous yesterday. Yeah, for those of you who just started to tune in, yesterday we were trying to record a show and my mic kept going in and out and in and out. So trying it from a different location today just to make sure the Wi-Fi is good. And seems like we're doing good. So before we get into it, make sure to give us a 5-star review and rating on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to us on Spotify, and also subscribe to us right here on YouTube if you're watching the channel. We're just some guys from a group chat who somehow got onto social media, and here we are talking to you. So we want to keep this thing going, so make sure to like, subscribe, shoot us comments, do everything to keep us pushing forward. So last time we talked about the Warriors first. I think today we should probably get into some Lakers stuff. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, the Lakers media day is officially tomorrow, and I have a lot of things that I want to ask Rob Pelinka. If I could be there, I won't be at the training facility. Just like I'm sure if you guys were at media day for the Warriors, there's lots of things, especially you, Roman, probably want to ask Steve Kerr about, you know? So, yeah. First thing that I specifically, as a Lakers fan, since we're starting with Lakers stuff, is first thing I'm going to ask Rob is a new segment I'm going to dub WG WV. And that means, what's good with Vando? Have you guys heard anything? Do you know anything about the Jared Vanderbilt situation right now?
I know he is hurt, but a foot injury, a nagging foot injury?
Yes, supposedly. You heard anything, Roman?
Yeah, I just hear about the injury. I mean, that's been a big problem for him is dealing with injuries because there's always been such great potential and upside for him. I mean, he's a great wing defender. He's a good scorer. He's got a lot of tools, but you just want to see it throughout a full season.
I know. It's super unfortunate. So we grabbed Jared Vanderbilt from the Timberwolves as well as D'Angelo Russell in the Russell Westbrook going out trade. Shout out Utah. Thanks for always supporting our movements and supporting Russell Westbrook as he goes to different teams.
His long journey.
Yes. But no, we acquired him from the Minnesota Timberwolves, however, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that helped us go to the Western Conference Finals. And last year, he started the season unhealthy with the same nagging foot injury. We probably got 4 to 5 good games of Vando where he kind of seemed like he was back to his normal self. And then during the Celtics game, hurt his foot, and we haven't seen him in months. So we haven't seen him essentially since December of last year. So that makes us think, what is actually going on with this injury? So supposedly he's rehabbing ever since the time it happened. We get into the first round against Denver. Lo and behold, when we go into game 5, supposedly he's activated as well as Christian Wood. And I think it was a fake, though, because Darvin Ham didn't play either of them. Then he has all the time of the world to rehab. And here we are again with J.J. Redick about a month and a half, 2 months ago, spilling that, oh, as soon as Jared Vanderbilt's done rehabbing, and all of us Lakers fans are like, it's been a year. What are we talking about? It's been almost been a damn near year. So a little pissed off about that, man. A little sad to say. Also, too, the next thing I would ask is, is Jonas Valanciunas available? Like, do you guys think he's actually available? Do you think that there's a trade package out there that's worth the Lakers putting together for him?
At the very least, I feel like he's going to be accessible. Like, I feel like teams are going to be able to trade for him. I don't think the Wizards are going to want to keep him around, honestly. Yeah. So they will likely shop him around. And if there's a good package that's presented, they'll absolutely accept it. Cause they're a team that's looking to, you know, acquire draft picks and position themselves to get more young talent around them.
Casey, would you trade anything on the Warrior side to get Jonas Valanciunas?
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
What do you think? So as far as I know, he's on the mid-level exception. I believe the contract is 3 years, $30 million. So $10 million a year. What would you be willing to give up on the Warrior side in order to get a big bruising center to go alongside of, I guess it would be Kevon Looney and then TJD.
Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah, TJD.
That's a good question. Well, since I haven't seen any of these new guys, as in D'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield play for the Warriors, I wouldn't mind throwing them in there.
So just throwing up all, just throwing up all the rooks, saying, here you go, just ship them over to the Wizards.
But I feel like any trade that the Warriors are gonna do is gonna have to include a combination of Moses Moody, maybe Jonathan Kuminga. Front office has expressed this offseason that they are not interested in moving Brandon Pajemski.
So Pods is going to stay. I think Pods is the future for you guys, man. I think Pods is the future. That's just me.
I really liked his rookie year, and I'm excited to see what he's got in store next season.
Go ahead, Roman.
I was just going to say, there's been a lot of potential future point guards for the Warriors. And I as I am excited about Brandon Pajemski, I don't know. We had a great rookie season, as Casey said, but consistency is really important in the modern NBA. And especially from our backup point guard, you got to be consistent. We saw what happened to Jordan Poole and his fall off, we could say.
Yeah, that's
and, you know, there's other things to bring up with that. Yeah, but
that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, we don't have to get into that today, but yeah, I don't know. I want to see consistency at the very least for our bright young future.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I'm trying to think of what else I would want to ask Rob Pelinka if I was there as a Lakers fan. I think I would want to know what is the plan as far as LeBron and his minutes restriction as well as Anthony Davis for the start of the year. I would think that they would probably be anywhere between like 32 and 36 minutes, and it's unfortunate because I feel like if we run those guys at those low numbers, we're not going to win as many games as we need to start off on a good jump. Because I think, as we said in maybe episode 2 or 3, you have to have a great start to the season because the West is so unforgiving. Just like with Steph Curry, I feel like if you guys run him 32 to 36, we're both going to be in a situation where probably like at 500 or lower, and we just can't do that. And I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Another play-in matchup.
Yeah. So what do you guys, what is your proposal? Like, what do you think you should do? What is, who would you feel comfortable with putting in for those extra minutes that you would run Curry in order to feel comfortable about maybe being a 500 team in the first 10 games of the season?
Maybe more Pods and Hield.
Yeah, that would be an interesting combo.
Just because I feel like you need that shooting from Hield and Pods. Like, I feel like this is kind of like an unofficial prove it year for him.
Yeah.
Like, he had a really good rookie season, and I think he's got a pretty high ceiling. And then I think he wants to show people that I can be better too. So,
yeah. Does Pods hang his hat? Just because I haven't watched enough of Pods, does he hang his hat on defense? Because I feel like he's a good two-way player, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say he excels on both sides of the court. I mean, he has a really good jump shot. He can shoot the three really well. And yeah, his defense, you see it almost every play. It's just a lot of hustle. He's always going after the ball. And yeah, it's nice to see. But you want to maybe sacrifice one of those things to maybe help him excel in one of the other ones.
Okay, yeah, so
I feel like he's a kind of an underrated finisher too. And I feel like we'd also want to see him more at, like, you know, be more of a ball handler, create for others.
Did he play any, did he ball handle at all for you guys last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There was plenty of times, after having Steph and CP need their retirement minutes. So we needed someone else to handle the ball. So yeah, Pod's definitely had a little bit of run there.
And okay. So
I asked him to do that too, because, there's not too many ball handlers. Like we were talking the last episode, aside from like Steph and Draymond, it's like, who's going to bring the ball up the court?
Got you. Okay. So it's fair to say with Buddy Hield shooting and then Pods and his like two-way abilities to shoot and to also defend, that could possibly make up for Steph being out in like the extra 3 to 4 minutes that you're going to try to give him rest for the first and the second half. So like 8 minutes total takes us, if he's out for 8 minutes total, that takes him down to 40 minutes. So you probably need him out 10 to 12 minutes total for the entirety of the game, which gives, yeah, that's tight. I think thinking about those rotations and all those guards for you guys, it's ridiculous.
And even maybe, like, say like 10 to 12 minutes, that still doesn't sound like a lot of rest.
Yeah. Seriously. And he's definitely going to be getting stints for sure, where he needs to be out there just going full Curry. And it's like, after how many, I don't even know how many seasons is for him for now. What, maybe 18, 17?
Man, I don't know. It's
16. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure, but just to know that Curry is doing it at the same level as like LeBron. I mean, even LeBron going into, you know, age 40, having to do this, it's kind of getting ridiculous. We got to figure something out, guys. The Lakers, California needs to figure out their stars, because this is getting ridiculous at this point. So, it really is. Also, but more in Lakers news, though, we've revealed, JJ Redick revealed today, that our starting five is going to be, and I'm so happy to say this, it's going to be the same as last year, the same way that we ended the season with D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. And I'm so happy about this, because we finally get consistency. See, Darvin Ham, this man put Taurean Prince into the starting lineup at the beginning of last year. Granted, we were starting Jared Vanderbilt at the end when we went to the Western Conference Finals, and he was injured again. So you would think it would go to Rui, but no, it went to Taurean Prince. And then our whole idea of a model of consistency was thrown out of the window. So good to find out today that our starting five is going to be the same as last year. I'm super, super juiced about that. Any idea what the Warriors starting five is going to be?
I mean, again, it's a lot of options that they can play between the two and the three, I feel. And yeah, I mean, I really like Buddy Hield being at the two and having Pods come off the bench, but
I think I agree with that, especially for the fact that, like, he started a bit last year, didn't he?
Pods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just given injuries, I think he had to step in.
Yeah, so I think I feel good about Buddy going to the two for sure, especially just because he's a savvy vet.
Yeah,
Pods can probably learn a lot from him.
I agree. And I probably assume, like, Trayce Jackson-Davis should be the starting center, Draymond at the four, Wiggins at three.
You know what? I'm just kind of like Brock would say, I think I'm kind of talking to myself into the idea of liking this Warriors team. I don't know that much about TJD. And I believe last episode I called him TSD. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know that much about TJD, but I genuinely, I'm excited to watch this team. I really, really am.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, go ahead.
Before that, but TJD was one of the few bright spots of last season. And I think, like Paz, he's got a high ceiling. And so I think he's going to expand off that.
You guys know how much I love Wemby, and TJD blocked him at the rim last season.
And I believe he also dunked on him. Same game.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was the same game. It was just like a couple possessions. Yeah. That was a ridiculous sequence, but yeah, that made me so happy and excited for TJD.
To me, that felt like the Trayce Jackson-Davis coming out party in his very young career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited to watch him this year, but from Southern California, you know, we really don't have that much to talk about right now. Our media day is tomorrow. I'm really excited to kind of watch everything and see what's going on with all the players. Obviously, I want to ask Rob a million to one questions, but it's going to be exciting to kind of see all the players get back out there. You know, I think there's a couple questions that the media might have for LeBron, but you know what? We're going to stay away from those for now. You know, stay away from those guys. But what's going on in Warrior World, man? Like, Casey Roman, you guys take it away for a bit, because we don't got that much going on over here in Southern California.
Well, media day right around the corner, Monday, September 30th. And then the Warriors go off to Hawaii for training camp on October 1st.
I miss when the Lakers used to do that.
And then today they just signed their draft pick from this year, Quinton Post, to a two-way contract.
Okay. So
I probably assume that we see him a little bit during the season. Stretch five, so why not?
Yeah, you guys got to figure out that big situation here. But I mean, you know, I feel like all the centers that everybody's signing are just these like 7 foot, 7'1" dudes that are like 230, 240. You know,
it's crazy, like, where the game has gone. It's like
so I think the question would be then, how long is it going to be until we can actually play into this Wemby style of center? And then, oh, I don't know where these balloons are coming, but going, we could play with this Wemby style of center versus having a big bruiser like Jokic. Like, how much longer do you think, like, until it's time for like the real lanky center again?
I don't know. For whatever reason, just starting this conversation reminded me of Dragon Bender, the Suns draft pick forever ago. Oh,
wow.
And how he was supposed to be this weird stretch five option for them. And I mean, that was a colossal mess. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be, like that pick, kind of a few bumps in the road and that kind of transition to that option. Yeah. But I feel like, yeah, this whole Wemby, like, development and takeover at that position is going to be the start of that kind of transition. So maybe in a few more years, when maybe play styles adjust for that position at like the lower levels of basketball play.
Yeah.
Like those types of players are going to be slowly developed over time and transition into the league. So maybe a few, like 4 or 5 years.
So basically you're saying when Nikola Jokic retires, You think Jokic still has like 5 years in him?
I don't know, honestly. It could be sooner because he seems pretty just bored out there half the time. And
Bro just wants to be racing horses and drinking beer and partying.
I love that for him. I mean, he's an NBA champion, MVP. Like he can.
He's got nothing left to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really doesn't, though, to be honest with you. But, you know, I don't think that Denver is going to be that much of a contender, to be honest with you, because, like, first they lost Bruce Brown. Now they lose KCP to the Magic. And those are, like, two huge players off of your championship roster. Like, I don't know. I mean, they signed Jamal Murray to that super massive contract. But I feel like, and I've said this before, I feel like he just plays really well when it comes to the Lakers. And then every other time, like, he played abysmal for Team Canada, you know, and I have
pretty rough playoffs too, outside of that Lakers series where he went ballistic.
Yeah. I will never forget where I was at for games 2 and for games 5 to watch those daggers, dude. Like, I literally
had to have felt personal.
I was we were at Springbok Bar and Grill, by the way, Springbok, if you guys watch us, we would love to have you guys sponsor the show. We were at Springbok Bar and Grill down the street from the studio. And I think we were up by like, 15 points game 2 going into the half. And I just slowly watched it trickle away, right? And I'm just sitting there. I just kept drinking beers. I'm getting more stressed. But I'm trying to manifest, bro. I'm sitting there like, it's going to be fine. We've got this. We totally have this. I'm not worried. And everyone's like, you sound like one of these like manifestation girls on the internet. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to speak it into existence, man. We got this. And then he gets down to the last play when LeBron takes the shot, misses. Jamal Murray comes down. I'm standing there in front of the bar, or in front of the TV, in front of the bar. Jamal Murray hits the shot over 80. I'm drinking my beer. I just dropped it and walked out of the bar. I didn't even pay for my tab. I was so mad, bro. I was so mad.
There goes our sponsorship.
Yeah, I know what's up to say.
that one hurt, man. But no, I came in and paid it the next day. They know I'm good for it. They know I'm good for it.
Okay.
They know I'm good for it.
But I mean, that's got to be how you guys felt. Like, that has to be how you guys felt probably watching the play-in games last year. Damn.
Yeah, every play-in game that the Warriors have been in has just been.
It doesn't get easier. You think after like the third one, it'd be, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you know, we're used to this. Like, we win or we lose. There's always that hope, especially when you still have Steph playing at a high level. It's like you give him a chance.
Yeah.
And then just to see him lose, like, I feel like last season really hurt because the whole game, it looked like they just didn't have a chance.
Yeah. They really looked they looked tired. They looked like they had fought the entire season and they were just worn out.
Sacramento, I feel like they were just so hungry, and this was like their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, beating the Warriors.
It's been Lakers and the Warriors in every year since the conception of the play-in, right? I'm pretty sure we've always been in the play-in since it's been a thing. And this has been like maybe 3 years running now.
What about the The Warriors championship.
Yeah.
Oh, championship run. Yes. No.
I think that was the 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. Aside from that, it's been every other year.
Yeah. I'm looking at it from the Southern California side of things, and it just never feels good to see that seven seed. We're always seven, man. We're always seven. Somehow, somewhere. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather be 7 and 8 than 9 or 10. That's for damn sure.
It's just like, I feel like it's the having to win those like two games and you have like no room for error. It's pretty hard, especially when it's like your opponent's going to be playing like with everything they got.
Yeah.
So I guess two really hard games.
I'm not going to lie. I was definitely shitting the bed watching Zion absolutely kill us.
Oh my goodness.
And then he went down with the injury. And then I was like,
if he didn't go down with the injury, that might have been scary for the Lakers.
Yeah. I don't know how it would have ended, but yeah, it was not looking good. Another situation where I'm sitting in front of the TV screaming, except I was at the studio and I was holding I believe I had a Modelo can, so I couldn't get in trouble by anybody. But yeah, it was. The Lakers, I feel like anytime basketball season comes around, my drinking level just tends to go up. Yeah, spike more than it needs to. So.
Oh, man. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
And it's a long season, my friend.
82 games, and I know damn well I'm watching all 82 of them.
And we will be here for every moment.
That's right, we will. No, I'm definitely dedicated to like riding the season out doing this and seeing how it goes, for sure.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm having a great time.
I'm going to be interested in seeing like how this goes like during losses and or during wins. So it's going to be tough. Hopefully we can get some people in here to be with us during these moments, the highs and the lows. I think it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun season. Always is. Basketball season. But it's such a good time for sports because we got football that's like, you know, football's underway right now. Baseball, we're about to kick off into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And basketball's about to start. And hockey's about to start, or at least preseason just started, I think. But yeah, everything's going on right now, and it's amazing.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
All the sports. Love it.
So I see you got a tab down here. I'm going to bring it up for you, bro. Warriors big game hunting. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the almighty rumor mill has been spinning. And as
isn't
we know,
it always? Isn't it
isn't
always?
It always? In today's NBA, the greatest drama on earth. But as we know, this offseason, I feel like the big theme for the Warriors were swinging and missing on the big fish free agents, as in like Paul George and Lauri Markkanen. But right now, the latest name to enter the rumor mill is Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Buckets.
Talk about drama.
But I don't even know how he fits into your guys. Like, you already have so many guards. So, I mean, I guess it's a trade. It has to be a trade. So
it has to be a trade.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd give up all the extra guards that you don't need in order to acquire him, right?
I'm assuming, yeah. And you'd probably try to package, like, Andrew Wiggins. And then I'm assuming, like, if they were to make a trade for Jimmy Butler, he would be replacing Wiggins.
Do you know what his contract looks like?
I got it. I think I can pull it up right here.
Oh, my man's ready.
He's got the notes.
It is a pretty hefty contract.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like Jimmy got a bag when he first went down there.
Can we
see? Yeah, he's still looking at his extension, I think.
Here we go.
Whew, oh boy.
And the Warriors do have some cap space. I believe they have 60 million. Don't quote me on that.
60?
Yes. They are they're currently under the first apron.
This contract is ridiculous.
Hold on. The Warriors are under the apron?
Yeah, I think that forever. They are. Yeah.
They're not paying luxury tax.
No. No.
How did we not have a parade for that alone?
Oh no! Your front office definitely is.
Yeah, someone has to be celebrating that.
Yeah. That's where all that money they're saving is going to.
So I'm trying to. So it's 50. Okay, so this 24-25. So he's making $48 million this year, $52 million next year,
and he has a player option at the end of the year.
Damn.
So that means You're packaging up essentially. You're going to have to pack it. You have to, with the way that
the whole farm.
Yeah, the way that the everything's broken down now is that you need to send out. I don't know where you're at. You say you are under the apron. Okay, so then you don't have to. You can equal the amount of money that's going in and out. If you're a first apron team, you have to send out more than you're getting back. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, 52. I don't know what all of your contracts look like, but I'm assuming that's probably an Andrew Wiggins. I'm assuming that's probably. I don't know who else you have that's like making a mid-level exception. I mean, probably Kyle Anderson. You're probably doing Kyle Anderson and you're probably doing Andrew Wiggins.
And if that's the case and Miami says yes for some reason, I'm all for it.
I got to look at the breakdown. You're probably going to have to do Kyle Anderson, you're going to have to do Andrew Wiggins, and you're probably going to have to do probably Shake Melton as well.
Yeah,
or because like, you got him. Oh, yeah. Kuminga, you got him as
his Moody.
Yeah, they're probably going to want one of those two young guys.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm Miami, I want one of these young guys, and then so I could develop them. And
they're probably going to. Do you guys have any first round picks? Do you guys have any first round picks or second round picks?
Yeah, they have a lot of second round picks. I believe they have two from the Hawks.
Yeah, it's two from the Hawks.
And then they have all their first rounders for the next few years. Like, this is probably the most draft capital they've had in a very long time.
If I was you guys, it's not worth it to give up your draft capital, especially with the free agency class that's coming in. And I feel like it's kind of known that Pat Riley just doesn't really give that much of a fuck about Jimmy Butler, to be honest, like based off of the comments that have kind of been circulating since he said them last year about talking when he wasn't playing because of the fact that he's injury prone. If I was you guys, I'm offering exactly whatever it takes to be able to get that contract without giving up your big guys. Like if you can get away with not giving up Moses Moody or Kuminga, obviously you're going to do it. But if you had to give up one, who are you going with?
That's a really hard question because
you got to give up Moody. You got to give up Kuminga. Who's it going to be? Gun to the head for Jim.
Who'd you say?
Kuminga.
Kuminga.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we're going to live and die by more Moses Moody and more Moody minutes, then we gotta.
I agree. We gotta ride with it.
We gotta ride with it.
With even that aside, I don't know if Kuminga's play style works that well with the Warriors system as it is right now, because every time I saw him on the court last season, it was very ball dominant. He was just driving to the rim every time. The ball just kind of got lost in his hands, and it got him to the free throw line a lot. His three wasn't that pretty throughout the year. I think I trust Moody's three a lot more. Moody just seems a little bit more settled with his ball handling and ball control, where Kuminga's just like, I'm going to use my athleticism and just run around and through people and get to the line, try to get a layup, which is good and fine. But I think Moody fits better in the system right now. And really he's going to be cheaper with an extension.
That is also true.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Are you guys willing to give Jimmy what he's going to want?
I
think that extension is looking like 2 years, 100 and something million. So being willing to give him 50 mil a year.
I feel like if they're committed to winning right now, like with Steph and Draymond, that's the move you make.
Yeah.
So you keep Moses Moody. You give up Kuminga. You give up JK. You keep Moody. So your starting lineup then becomes Steph Curry at the one.
Hield or Pods at two,
Jimmy at the three, Draymond at the four, TJD at the five. Moses Moody comes in. As well as, I guess, Shake Melton. You got Pods and or who's the other two? Pods and or Healed, depending on who starts.
Gary Payton.
Yeah, GP2. And Kyle. No, you're probably going to have to give up Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, we'd probably be trading him away.
So then Kevon Looney as well. That's not bad. I'm actually not mad at that. And also too, like the more you can get away, the more you can give up these guards, the more solidified your roster is going to be locked in. Because I feel like I feel like you guys are just holding on to all these guys so that you could trade it off to package it anyway. So
yeah. If they're going to make a trade, like it's got to happen pretty soon because Kuminga and Moody, they're both up for contracts at the end of the season. So it's either like they walk for nothing or you get something out of them.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're going to have to extend Jimmy because with that player option, like he could do whatever he wants. He could just walk away. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a big risk. Absolutely.
And you just got out of the whole financial crunch that you were in. And you're just going to say, you're just going to say, fuck it. We're going to ride with old Jimmy.
Yeah. I feel like it's a very, balls to the wall kind of move, but yeah, like I said, I think if you want to win with Steph and Draymond and you're focused on the now and not the future.
Yeah.
You got to make a move like that. Like you got to go get Jimmy. You got to go get, I don't know if Giannis is available, but if he is, that's going to be a King's ransom.
I feel like that's been a talking point for you guys for years is Giannis to the Warriors.
Yeah. I think it's, why would Milwaukee do that?
Yeah. It's never going to happen. And most of the fantasy that concept lives on and was built off of was a bounce pass in the All-Star game in like 2019 or whatever year it was. And that was just all the excitement. It's like, oh, Steph and Giannis, like what could be if they paired up.
It's like, well, we got Steph and LeBron.
Yeah, I was gonna say we saw that this year with the Olympics.
Yeah, I know.
Mike Dunleavy, he put the call in. He checked if LeBron was available.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna keep it a stack. This is gonna be crazy. I'm pointing to my phone right now because this is worth the verticality. If Dunleavy called and offered a package to LeBron James, if it was the right package, I wouldn't be opposed to it. And I said it here.
What would that package be?
Yeah. What?
Steph Curry.
What are your demands?
Thinking about the organization moving forward, right? So Anthony Davis is going to be our centerpiece as well as Austin Reeves, right? So we have a super strong two who can also play the one who is still developing. We have a star four slash small five with Anthony Davis. So at this very moment, I'd want pods. I probably want Moody and probably Moody and Kuminga, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably want the whole farm.
Yeah, I want the farm. But I'm trying to like actually make it make sense, right? Contracts wise. So pods, Wiggins. I'm gonna go pods, Wiggins, Moody. I also want Looney and a first round pick.
Damn.
Because then we get our guards. We get a big man.
A whole other team.
Yeah.
and you guys get LeBron James. So then.
The 49ers too.
So then that means that your starting lineup is going to be. Well, if LeBron came to your team, would Draymond start?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Draymond plays the three or LeBron plays the three.
Yeah.
So Steph Curry,
basketball.
So Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler at the two, LeBron at the three, Draymond at the four, and TJD at the five. And
that
then
just makes them. So then, crazy.
Then Kuminga, that means Kuminga comes in because we're taking Moody, and then you have Buddy Hield as well.
Yep.
I'd have to look. I feel like I'm forgetting something major right now.
Maybe we see Wendy Waters the third.
Oh, there we go.
The Warriors then become a second tier apron team.
Yeah, instantly. Is there a third apron?
Oh my God,
you're gonna need it.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah.
with that price bracket. That'd be crazy. LeBron retires a Warrior.
CJ McCollum will put a stop to it immediately. He'll veto it.
Oh, my God.
Adam,
not in his NBA.
Adam Silver would secretly entertain it.
Oh, absolutely.
He would love it.
He'd be like, it's just great for filling up the seats, guys. Great for filling up the seats.
Yeah.
That's well, getting out of fantasy land.
It's like a quick detour. Sorry, everybody.
That was crazy. Where are we at right here? So we did big game hunting, Warriors media day, and training camp. When did you guys training camp start anyway?
Training camp starts the 1st of October.
That's right.
And then media day is on Monday, the 30th of September.
I'm excited to see the Warriors and the Lakers play. I'm thinking about going to that game, to be honest with you, and maybe doing a little coverage for Bay LA, get my Bay LA shirt made, go out there, get my media pass, go kick it with Wendy. Could you imagine we get press credentials? Oh my God, that'd be crazy.
One day.
Just kick it backstage with Wendy. Me, Brian Windhorst, kicking it with Zach Lowe, Malika Andrews, Richard Jefferson, you guys. It'll be a great time. Maybe one day we'll be on NBA Today.
Maybe.
You know what? I was just rewatching LeVar Ball and Stephen A. Smith on First Take, and wow, that was great TV.
We lost something through time.
LeVar Ball saying he would beat Michael Jordan one. I love it though. I'm a fan of LeVar.
It definitely makes for great TV, but that man is delusional. But you have to be a little delusional in order to be successful in the way that they are. So that whole family, they ran the market fantastic. So shout out to the Ball family. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's not like too much going on. Beyond this, I think that tomorrow, if we can get another show in, I think that there'll be more to talk about as far as media day and the things that they talk about there. Because we're going to get a lot of answers tomorrow, especially on the Lakers side of things. Because I know that our franchise has just been dying to figure out Vanderbilt, what's going on with Christian Wood. Trying to figure out the injuries and figure out what exactly is going to be going on with rotations, JJ Redick's thought process. And I mean, even injury-wise, I mean, things are happening all throughout the league. I bet Kawhi Leonard just got a surgery done on his knee, and he's supposed to be out for the first couple months.
Oh, wow. Normal Kawhi news rotation.
And they just signed him to an extension.
That's a heck of a way to open up your brand new stadium.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go just to see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks awesome.
Well, yeah, to use all like 40,000 toilets or however many they have installed there.
Yeah, for real.
I already know what's going to happen. There's going to be a Lakers fan who goes into their, they call it the wall. It's like this big wall that you can only wear Clippers gear in. And it's like super dirt cheap to sit there, but they want to pack it in back of the backboard. And there's going to be Lakers fan who wear their jerseys underneath the shirts. And as soon as they get into that section, they're taking it off and just going crazy. And they're going to get kicked out of the arena. And I can't wait to see it happen.
Oh yeah.
I wonder
because it's fuck the Clippers.
I wonder if there are like rules to sit in those sections, like
supposedly you have to, according to what I saw, and I don't know if this is fact, but you have to be wearing Clippers gear and you can't wear any other jersey. You can't be in like the opposing team's stuff. It's supposed to be like model European basketball stadiums.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I feel like that is going to be enforced pretty heavily, at least at the start. Like,
oh, for sure.
Over time, people might sneak random little bits of stuff in, but
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
I wonder if you get banned for life for that.
I don't know. Steve Ballmer's kind of crazy. He might ban people for life. He might drag you out of the team here himself.
You gotta go. Man's a nutcase.
I just had a random thought.
What's that?
Is Lonzo Ball going to play in the NBA this year?
I hope so.
He's still with Chicago, right?
Yes, he is.
Technically, yeah.
I can pull up his whereabouts.
Because, yeah, just talking about LeVar Ball and that whole family, that just reminded me of Lonzo and LaMelo right now. And I wonder who's going to come back from injury first, because I feel like LaMelo's injured all the time. But for Lonzo, I know his knee injury was so severe he could barely like walk or run, or however dramatic it was sounding with the headlines for him.
hear me out. Lonzo gets cleared to play and he's doing well. We trade D'Angelo Russell and a pick to Chicago. Hear me out. Hear me out. For Lonzo Ball to get our point guard back, but then also we get Vucevic.
Whoa.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, you would want to do that trade.
I feel like Chicago should blow it up.
I mean, they already got rid of Caruso. I mean, it's over.
Yeah, you don't have Caruso. You don't have DeMar.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, DeMar's gone, too.
It's over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they're trying to sell us on what's his name?
Zach LaVine.
Yeah, they're trying to sell us on Zach LaVine. My phone fell.
Yeah. I guess the Warriors, they gave the Warriors an offer, too, for LaVine. And the Warriors said no, which I thought was interesting because I like Zach LaVine. I had him many years in fantasy basketball. He always did well for me. So, but you know, I don't know. The Warriors are, I guess, they don't share the same viewpoint as me, which is okay.
You know, Mike Dunleavy sees things a certain way, and that's fine. You know, and Casey, I think that we can all say here that one day you'll be the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, and Roman, you're going to be right there alongside of him, and you also are going to be doing stuff with the A's because Lord knows that GM can't do anything, right? So
bring him back to Oakland,
drag him back. Belong.
And to follow up on the Lonzo Ball contract situation, he has a player option at the end of the season.
What's he making this year?
He is making like $21.4 million.
Oh, well, that's
what's Vucevic making?
Let's find out. Nikola Vucevic.
Vucevic.
Because then I'm not mad at trying to tell Laker Nation and just sell Laker Nation right now on bringing back Lonzo if he's healthy and packaging in Vuce.
This season, Vucevic is making $20 million flat.
$20 million flat. How much longer is his contract?
He has one more year, then becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Okay. Do you know how old he is? He's
a guy that I thought would be a good fit for the Warriors, too. Right now, he's 34.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I mean, this might be it for him.
Okay. $20 million, and then we also have him next year. So that means that we have to give up to go Lonzo and Vooch, because I wouldn't go Zach LaVine. That means that's not enough money. We would have to go for sure, D'Angelo Russell, because he's making 18. So then we have to package in either Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, or Jared Vanderbilt.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I think I kind of like all those guys for you guys.
Exactly. Like when we're healthy and we're all together, we make a perfect team. When we're all like when one part is missing, it's like it's weird.
Yeah.
Which is tough. So I feel like the answer is probably Vando. And it hurts me to say that. So we're probably going to have to we would give up Vando. We would give up D'Angelo Russell. We were probably going to have to throw in a pick and then like a Jackson Hayes as well to make the money work. So Jackson Hayes, Jared Vanderbilt, D'Angelo Russell to get Lonzo Ball and Vucevic. Our starting lineup then becomes Lonzo Ball, Austin Reeves, LeBron, Vooch, and AD.
I like that.
Rui Hachimura comes in off the bench. I don't even know who else we have. I guess Christian Coloco, Gabe Vincent, Max Christie. You know what?
Would be, where does the shooting come from?
Well, LeBron James had a 40%
three-point
shooting here. Austin Reeves,
okay.
Max Christie, Gabe Vincent.
I'm excited. Vucevic can hit from range too.
He can.
Is he a stretch five?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel like he's almost one of like the OG stretch fives.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. I would do this trade assuming and only if Lonzo Ball is healthy.
Right. and we have yet to see that, but hopefully we see that sooner rather than later.
Yes. I just want to say it one more time just to make sure I have it right. D'Angelo Russell, Jackson Hayes, Jared Vanderbilt, and a first round pick in order to get the pick's a little crazy, but let's see if it actually makes sense for Lonzo Ball, if healthy, and Vucevic. Just throwing it out there. Does it make sense? All right. We'll come back to it later.
Throw it in the trade machine.
Yeah, exactly. We can run that later.
Yeah, let's run it a little bit later. Was there anything else Warriors wise you guys want to talk about before we, because we keep tapping back into fantasy land?
Yeah, I know.
we can title this episode A Trip to Fantasy Land, but we saw that Derrick Rose was recently waived by the Grizzlies. How do we like his fit with, you know, the Warriors or the Lakers?
You go ahead, Roman.
Oh, fitting with the Warriors. I mean, yeah, I just another ball handler. I would take him absolutely, and he's cheap. He wouldn't need a lot of minutes. I think he'd be a good fit. Yeah, no, I'd absolutely take him.
Yeah, I'd get a jersey. Love Derrick Rose.
As a fan, I'd like to see it. As a fan, I'd like to see it just to be like, yeah, D-Rose was a Laker. But I mean, there's no space on the Lakers. It's not. We already have enough vets over there. I don't think it really makes sense for us. So I believe that Rob Pelinka would pass. And if we somehow, we have to remember that. I don't know if what you guys are as far as like if you have all 15 guys solidified on your roster, especially with the guy that just made the two-way. But for you can't just waive players because that salary gets locked onto your books. So, you know, like we've got. You know, Jackson Hayes, you know, and everyone's like, oh, well, we don't need Jackson Hayes. Well, we're just under the second tier. So Jackson Hayes is making, you know, $2 million. If we waive him, sure, we open up a roster spot, but that $2 million is still on the books.
Yeah.
So keep him. Yeah, we have to keep him. Anybody that is on a veteran minimum or anybody that you want to waive, you just might as well, at least the way that the Lakers are built right now, you just got to package them. You just got to think about packaging them up and ship them out. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Casey.
I was just gonna say, Mitchell Robinson is gonna miss start of the season, ankle injury.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's a bummer for the New York Knicks, the team I've grown quite fond of.
Yeah. they're regretting getting rid of Hartenstein.
Yeah,
big mistake.
And he's going to OKC too. Like
I was thinking about that when I heard that the other day. I was like, how did we miss that on the pod? Because OKC is actually fucking stacked.
They're so stacked.
They're stacked. Yeah.
And I think they have like so many more first round picks to come. It's actually scary.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'm gonna bring
all
Remy
those
on the show
years. Hey.
Remy.
The star Remy's of the pod.
He's making his BLA podcast debut. What's up, buddy?
Oh.
Does he have a take about Mitchell Robinson missing time?
What do we think about Mitchell Robinson, Bubba? I don't think he's too happy about it.
No,
sorry.
Disappointed.
When it comes to Lakers games, he has a Lakers jersey, so we'll put that on him.
Oh, good. Yeah. Has to represent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. I think that you know, we're about 48 minutes in. I think we could probably wrap it here. Just wanted to say, Brock, if you're listening right now, we hope to see you on next show.
Miss you, man.
You, Brock.
And yeah, you know, tomorrow after media day, we'll have a lot more to kind of dive into and get into as far as Lakers and Warriors go. Until then, you know, a lot of this stuff is just going to be talking rotations, talking ideas, spitballing things, because we're just like you guys who are tuning into this because you're probably just anxious and eager to hear anything about our teams. Everything's speculation until we actually get solidified details. So we're just here trying to have a good time with it.
Thanks for joining us and our trip to fantasy land, everybody.
We'll run the trade machine next time and we'll get some live results on if it's actually even feasible half the ideas we had.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, yeah, for the Ballet Podcast, I'm Austin along here with side of Casey Benz and Roman. And we'll catch you guys next time. Make sure to subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us on Spotify. And also subscribe to us right here on YouTube so you can get updated on everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. Thanks for tuning into episode 4. And we'll see you next time for episode 5. Take care, guys.
Peace.